at 91.1 on your FM dial, WMSS in Middletown. Grabulop will tip it off against Adam Miller. And we are set for the District 3 Boys AAA Championship. The tip controlled in the backcourt by Kennerdale as Grabulop swatted it too hard. Raiders in a man-to-man. Sharnetska passing over on the right wing to Miller. Back out front to Garvon. Over on the left wing to Sharnetska. Left corner to Fremney. Fremney back out front, Sharnetska. Right wing, Garvon. Over on the left wing, Miller. Miller working against Barnowski. Near side, Raiders in a zone. Left wing, Miller. Pump fake goes. Left corner, pump fake holds under pressure. Throws it out. Right wing, Garvon. Garvon, right corner, Graybill. Right wing, Garvon. Out front is Sharnetska. He'll take the three-pointer. Bullseye. Sharnetska starts things off with a three-pointer, and Kennerdale has jumped out on first.
And already a big point for Kennerdale. They did a beautiful job of rotating the ball, being very patient. Sharnetska buries the three to start things off.
Man-to-man defense by Kennerdale. Left wing is Barnowski, left baseline Welsh. Turnaround shot, no good. Rebound, Grabulop. They'll put it up and in. Hey, Grabulop, it's 3-2. Kennerdale leading by one, and they will work left to right. In the backcourt is Garvine, stolen away by Terry Martin. He'll lose it and recover in the front court. Terry Martin with the ball, right wing, right baseline to Myers, who went off his foot and out of bounds. Going to be Kennerdale's ball.
And already right there from Middletown, Martin trying to get the ball inside to Myers. Myers didn't exactly have great position. Turnover, Middletown.
Miller with the ball for Kennerdale. Right corner working against Welsh. Back down the right wing to Garvine. Right corner to Miller. Miller holds, dribbles out, looks to go inside, running five-footer, good. Still Adam Miller gets two. It's now 5-2 in favor of Kennerdale. Grabulop brings the ball down for Middletown. Passes inside Myers, throws in the right corner. Welsh has it knocked out of bounds by Miller. And it'll be Middletown's ball underneath their own bucket.
Quickly at the other end for Kennerdale. Adam Miller showing just what he can do. He went right through the 2-3 matchup zone. Middletown's got to crunch the middle when he starts to penetrate.
Terry Martin looks to get it in for the Raiders. Out on the right wing to Barnowski. He'll give it out in front to Brett Myers. Myers down to Keenan Grabulop. Inside Welsh. One bounce. Running turnaround shot. No good. Myers tips it up. No good. The follow tip. No good. And a foul's going to be called against Kevin Welsh. Inside, he swatted Jason Garvine. And that'll be the first foul for Welsh and the first team foul for the Middletown Blue Raiders.
And right now it looks like Kevin Welsh, senior, right now he's forcing a couple shots inside. As soon as he's touching the ball, he's trying that turnaround jump shot, and it's just not there right now for Middletown.
Down the right wing is Grayville with the ball. He'll pass it into the right corner. Moremney with it. Right wing to Miller. Middletown 2-3 zone. Out front Garvine. Right wing to Fremney. Garvine, three-pointer, top of the key, good. And it's now Kennerdale 8, Middletown 2. Full court pressure by Kennerdale. The Raiders bring it down. Martin across the timeline goes to the right wing. Terry Martin takes it down into the right corner. Foul line to Grabulop. Pump fake. Dishes off inside. Brett Myers up with a shot. No good. Rebound Brett Myers. And he's going to be fouled from behind by Kennerdale. Looks like it might go against Adam Miller. Nope, it's going to go against Ben Grayville. That's his first and the team's first.
So far, Kennerdale has done a tremendous job of rotating the ball against Middletown's 2-3 zone. Middletown may have to switch into a man-to-man defense because Kennerdale is hitting the shots from the outside. They're 3-for-3 right now.
Inbounds pass to Grabulop, and the 10-footer is good. Hey, Grabulop puts it in. It's 8-4. Kennerdale with the lead. They'll bring it down against full court pressure. Raiders now dropping back just a little bit, matching up. Fremney out front to Sharnetska, right wing to Miller. Miller with the ball. Top of the key to Sharnetska, dishing off into the left corner, back out front, Sharnetska. Mills down on the foul line, now top of the key, Miller. Pump fake, foul line, travel call. Adam Miller, one fake too many. And the Raiders will get the ball back on the near side backcourt.
Right now it looks like Middletown may want to bring in Omar Parker, because right now they have Brett Myers chasing one of the men out front. Kennerdale with three guards in the front court who can hit the threes.
Myers in the lane, right wing, Welsh. Welsh, left wing to Barnowski. Barnowski goes left baseline, running 10-footer, good. That Barnowski is first two. It's now Kennerdale 8, Middletown 6. Down the floor, Craig Czarnecka brings it against Barnoski, being met at half court. Bounce pass onto the front court to Grayville. Grayville on the right wing, back out front, Czarnecka. Czarnecka out front. A little confusing because they have the NBA three-point line also on this court besides the college and high school three-point line. Kennerdale with the ball. They lead by 2 points. We're 4:06 left here in the first. Raiders steal a great Grabulop down to Terry Martin. He'll lay it over there. Terry Martin, his first two, and Grabulop with that steal got it down to Barnoski, down to Terry Martin for two.
And that's Middletown running the fast break. They want the fast pace.
We're tied at eight. Down the near side, Adam Miller tries going inside, and he is found by Middletown.
That's going to be on Matt Barnoski, a reach in as Miller went to the hoop, and that time Middletown getting back a little bit slowly there on the transition game, and Miller burned him, went right around Barnoski to the inside and drew the foul.
We're tied at 8, 3:50 to play, first quarter, Kennerdale with the ball. Right wing, Czarnecka. He'll dribble back out. Top of the key to Miller. Miller holding. Raiders now looking in a 3-2 zone, or rather running a 3-2 zone. They just keep shifting into a 3-2 and a 2-3. Out front, Miller with the ball. Miller takes an NBA three-pointer. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Terry Martin, and Martin will slow it up for the Raiders. Martin across the timeline, now sets it up, looking against the man-to-man defense, looks to go inside, pulls up, foul line, bullseye! And the Raiders have taken a two-point lead. It's 10-8 Middletown. Terry Martin with his fourth point of the game. Kennerdale, front court pass goes to Miller. Miller gets it out front to Czarnecka. Czarnecka, top of the key. Out front, pressure by Martin and Barnoski. Now left wing pass to Miller. Miller holding, looking, now long pass into the right corner to Garvin. Right wing Czarnecka goes inside. 10-footer pop good. 5 points for Craig Czarnecka, the feisty guard, and we're tied back up at 10. Picked by Middletown in that court as the Raiders bring it down. Terry Martin left wing, and now we get an official's timeout. The Raiders inbounded the ball, and Grabulov stood in the backcourt and set up a nice pick, and down went the Kennerdale player. I believe it is Jason Garvin. He went down, ooh, like he ran into a brick wall.
That's right. Garvin was trying to guard Martin, and when you're in that man-to-man press, it's so difficult unless you have somebody, one of your teammates, screaming back to you, pick, pick, there's a screen. It's so difficult sometimes to know where the screens are coming from. And that time, Grabulov set it up perfectly. Martin rubbed his man right off, and Garvin had no clue that he was there. Ran right into Grabulov and fell straight back.
All right, Jason Garvin will go to the bench to get a little breather. He appears to be okay. Now checking in will be Aaron Eaton. He is a 6-foot freshman from Kennerdale. 2:41 to play, first quarter. We're tied at 10, Middletown and Kennerdale in the boys' AAA District 3 championship.
And it's obvious right now, John, which team wants which tempo. Kennerdale doing a nice job rotating the ball on offense. They want to slow down. Middletown quickly taking shots. They want it quick.
Grabulov with the pass inside. Turnaround shot, no good. Rebound by Kennerdale in the backcourt. That'll be Czarnecka. Czarnecka brings it down the floor across the timeline. Now sets it up top of the key. Czarnecka passing left wing to Miller. Into the left corner to Grayville. His shot short off the foot of Welsh and out of bounds. It'll be Kennerdale ball underneath their own bucket. 10-10 is our score. Rams to inbound. Czarnecka gets it in. Left wing shot by Eaton. Swatted away, but underneath for the follow-up is Czarnecka. No good. Czarnecka gets the ball back from Eaton. Out front, Eaton, top of the key, over on the left wing to Peremny. Peremny to Eaton. Foul line, Miller. Miller holding top of the key, dribbling. Now Czarnecka, right wing. Top of the key to Eaton. Bounce pass, left wing to Miller. Miller holds, goes in, left baseline, now brings it back out, left wing to Peremny. Top of the key to Eaton. Eaton holding. Kennerdale just cannot penetrate inside. Miller, top of the key for Kennerdale. Passing in the lane, Peremny, pump fake, 15-footer air ball. Rebound by Kevin Welsh. He'll dish it off to Terry Martin. Here come the Raiders back the other way. Martin across the timeline, left wing slows it up. Terry Martin goes in, left baseline, dishes off inside. Brett Myers loses it, sure. Czarnecka comes out of it from Kennerdale. Czarnecka brings it down, stops on the right wing. Now passes long left corner over to Eaton. Eaton pump fake, left baseline, over the shot, good.
Kennedale. Beautiful move.
Eaton puts Kennedale on top, 12-10 with a minute and five to play first quarter.
Beautiful move by Eaton that time. Pump fake, got Myers in the air, and then got it right over Grabula for the shot.
Wells with the pass inside. Shot no good. Rebound by Kennedale. Here come the Rams the other way on a 3-on-2. Eaton moves right wing, stops, holds, pulls up. 15-footer got it. Aaron Eaton left alone. Raiders slow to get back. And it's now Kennedale 14, Middletown 10, 40 seconds left first quarter. Left wing is Dave Grabuloff for Middletown. Grabuloff dribbling out front, passing over on the right wing to Terry Martin. Martin will now set it up for one shot with 30 seconds to play first quarter. Out front, Terry Martin for the Raiders. He'll dribble over to the left wing, left corner to Barnoski. Back out front to Martin. 18 seconds left first quarter. The Raiders trail by four. Terry Martin dribbles over to the right wing. Looks to go inside. Left corner, three-pointer by Barnoski. No good. Rebound inside by Welsh. Off the glass. No good. Rebound again by Welsh. Now to Brent Myers. And a tie-up on the floor between those two players, Brent Myers and also Grayville. And they will call a jump ball possession for Middletown with 3 seconds to play in the first quarter. And now checking into the game for Middletown will be Omar Parker and Charles Wallace. Out will go Welsh and Brent Myers.
And also checking out will be Ben Graybill, and coming back in, or actually in for the first time, Jeff Kearns for Kennerdale.
Terry Martin looks to get it in. We'll probably go for Grabuloff. High lot to Grabuloff. Right of the lane. Turnaround jumper. Bouncing no good. We've reached the end of the first quarter as score. Kennedale 14. Middletown 10. Back with the second quarter on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Raider's game is brought to you by Panabaker and Jones PC. Lawyers serving central Pennsylvania and the Middletown area for the past 20 years. Panabaker & Jones is a law firm delivering professional legal services on a personal basis to their friends and neighbors in the Middletown area. Panabaker & Jones is a full-service law firm dealing with personal injuries, writing of wills, settling estates, and handling business needs of their fellow businessmen. Panabaker & Jones is a proud supporter of Middletown Athletics.
Fleet Family Tire and Wheel congratulates the Blue Raiders on making it to the district championship. Fleet Family Tire and Wheel is now featuring a factory rebate on aluminum mag wheels by Ultra. Make your car look sharp by dressing it up at Fleet. They also have a wide assortment of tires by Goodyear, Dunlop, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Armstrong. That's Fleet Family Tire and Wheel, located at 1289 North Vine Street in Middletown.
John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve leading at the end of one. Kennedale leads 14-10. Raiders start the second quarter with Parker, Martin, Barnoski, Grabuloff, and Wallace. Kennedale with the ball, working left to right across the timeline is Sharneska. Middletown going with a man-to-man defense. Over on the left wing, Beremny, left corner to Miller. Miller gets it out left wing to Eaton. Eaton goes towards the left corner, stops under pressure. Now bounce pass stolen away by Omar Parker, and the Raiders bring it the other way. Parker gives it off on the front court to Terry Martin. Raiders will set it up, looking at a man-to-man defense. Left wing, Omar Parker. Parker holds, looking now out front to Wallace. Right wing to Terry Martin. Down low, Grabuloff. Dishes off inside Wallace. Up and in! Charles Wallace, his first two of the game. It's now 14-12. Middletown trailing by two.
And Middletown has gone to the man-to-man, trying to pick up the pace a little more and force Kennerdale into more turnovers. Middletown wants the pace up, and that's why they go to the man-to-man here.
Miller with the ball on the front court, working against Terry Martin. Martin, of course, came in the second half the other night, shutting down Alfonso. Inside pass knocked away by Grabuloff. Over there to Charles Wallace. He'll slow it down to that court. Alfonso had the big first half for Susquehanna Township in the semifinal game, and the Raiders put Martin on him in the second half, and he shut it down. Barnoski from the right corner misses the three-pointer. Rebound by Miller inside. And, of course, Barnoski a key. He has to find that hot hand from three-point land. Left wing is Eaton for Kennerdale. Left baseline for Remney. His five-footer sinks in. Scott Remney gets his first two. It's Kennerdale 16, Middletown 12. 6:30 to play, second quarter. Omar Parker brings the ball down for the Raiders. Again, looking at a man-to-man across the timeline. Left wing, Terry Martin. Left of the lane, Gravulov. Left wing, Terry Martin. He'll drive left baseline. Back inside, Gravulov. Kisses it off the glass. Too strong. Rebound again, Gravulov. His follow-up is swatted away by Ferenczi, who stripped him of the ball. And back the other way come Kennerdale. Eaton, right wing, holding, dishing off in the lane. Five-footer, good for Jeff Kearns. And it's now 18-12. Back the other way, that should have been two down there for Gravulov, but he just went in too strong and slammed it too hard off the glass.
That's what you got to be careful of, John. You can't go in there and go too strong in the hoop because that kind of thing happens.
Right wing shot by Terry Martin is good for three. Terry Martin sinks a three-pointer. It's now Kennerdale 18, Middletown 15. Kennerdale brings the ball down the floor. Sharnetska moves to the left wing, left baseline. Miller drives in, puts it off the net. He's going to be called for traveling. He got the running start, didn't put the ball down. No basket. Adam Miller called for traveling.
That's a nice call by the referee that time, because Miller got that head start. It was a beautiful backdoor cut. All Miller had to do was put it down once, but he saw Gravulov in front of him, and that affected him when he went to the hoop. And now Chris Boyer coming into the game for Middletown for Matt Barnoski.
Well, Bob Heiser's just going to calm Barnoski down a little bit. He's feeling cold from the outside. Back the other way, Omar Parker, 15-footer, no good. Rebound right corner by Terry Martin. Raiders trail by three. Terry Martin, right wing for the Raiders, right baseline, goes inside Wallace, goes up for the shot and is fouled. So Charles Wallace will go to the line, shooting two for Middletown.
And Wallace already here in his short stint in the ballgame so far. He came in right at the end of the first quarter, and he's played this entire second quarter so far. He's got a basket inside, and he's doing a nice job fighting for position on the offensive end.
Kennerdale with a six-point lead at one point in this game. It's down to three again, and make it two as Wallace sinks the first one. Charles Wallace for Middletown. It's 18-16, a two-point lead for Kennerdale. Wallace again at the foul line for the Raiders. It is up, it's short, it's rebounded by Kennerdale. So the Rams will bring it down the floor. Sharnetska works across the timeline against Omar Parker. Sharnetska moves to the right wing, now right corner, gets it to Kearns. Kearns, foul line to Eaton. Eaton brings it out to the right wing. Passing into the right corner to Grayville, right wing to Miller. Miller with it looks to go inside, pushes off Martin, now underhand, a 10-footer, no good, and follows it up and in. Adam Miller, his fourth point of the game, follows up his own miss. It's 20-16, Kennerdale. Raiders bring it down the floor, bounce pass, left wing to Gravulov. Gravulov, top of the key to Parker. Parker, right wing to Martin. Martin takes another three-pointer, bullseye. Terry Martin, the hot hand right now. He has 10 points. It's 20-19, one-point lead for Kennerdale.
That's right, John. Terry Martin right now feels the stroke from the outside. Earlier in the game, he was passing the ball off. Now that he's a little bit into the flow of the game, he's taking the shot.
Sharnetska, left corner to Eaton. Eaton holds. Dishes off inside, knocked away by Gravulov. Up with it is Miller, but he's going to be fouled on the left wing by Boyer. Boyer shuts down Miller. The shot no good.
Right there.
Non-shooting foul.
Yeah, right there. It was just a loose ball foul as both were going for the ball, and Boyer got there about a half second late. Thus the foul on Middletown. That'll be the third of the game so far against Middletown. Second, there's two fouls right now, team fouls, against Kennerdale.
We've got 4:09 to play, second quarter. It's Kennerdale 20, Middletown 19. Kennerdale to inbound underneath their own bucket. Left wing shot, Garvey, no good. Rebound inside by Omar Parker. He'll give it off in the backcourt to Terry Martin. Martin brings it down the floor for the Blue Raiders across the timeline. Moves to the right wing, now looks to go inside. Running five-footer up, bouncing, 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 no good. The tip no good by Brett Myers. Rebound by Kennerdale, and we're going to get a reaching in foul against Brett Myers. Brett Myers gets his first foul. That's the team's fourth, and Kennerdale will inbound at the far end of the floor.
Yeah, just a little ticky-tack foul down there at the other end. Myers a little bit frustrated because he thought he should have, he had a tip attempt there, and he thought he should have had it in. Just a little bit of frustration there from Myers.
Sharnetsky with the ball, top of the key. Garvine left wing, now left corner for Remney. Remney for Kennerdale. Bounce pass, left wing, Eaton. Eaton holding, look looking, dribbles towards the left corner again, under pressure, good man-to-man by Middletown. Miller with the ball, left wing, goes inside, throws up a slop shot, but he was fouled. And this time it's going to be Brett Myers again. So second foul for Brett Myers, and of course he got some early foul trouble the other night.
And of course that was set up that time by Adam Miller. Again, doing a beautiful job. Now that Middletown in the man-to-man, Miller can use the ball fakes and the head fakes and all sorts of different fakes that Miller has. That time he faked Perry Martin out, went right to the inside, and Brett Myers trying to help draws the foul on the block.
First shot by Miller is good. And he'll get a second attempt. It's 21-19, a two-point lead for Kennerdale. We got 3:26 to play in the second quarter. Second shot by Adam Miller is up and in. So it's now 22-19. Full court pressure by the Rams. They lead it by three. Middletown with the ball. Down the floor comes Terry Martin across the timeline. He'll set it up over on the right wing. Moving the Middletown players around. Martin looks to go inside. Dishes off over the head of Brett Myers and out of bounds. It'll be Kennerdale basketball. The Raiders right now seeming a little erratic at getting the ball successfully on the inside or having some problems.
That's right, John. And right now, Middletown, it looks like they're trying to force the tempo right now. And you really can't do, you still have to be patient if you're trying to get the game up-tempo. But
well, that's it. They're trying to force it inside and not, you know, work it around and get that open shot. They're more or less saying we've got to go inside and they've got to change that soon. With the ball is Kennerdale. Moremney over on the left wing. He'll dribble to the top of the key. Eden with the ball. Now gets it over to Charnetska. Charnetska left corner to Moremney to Miller. It's stolen away by Grabuloff.
Beautiful that move on the ball that time by Grabuloff. He saw the pass on the inside by Moremney. He telegraphed it. Grabuloff steps right in front for the steal.
Martin, top of the key to Barnoski. In the lane to Grabuloff. Grabuloff one bounce. Puts up a shot. Good. Dave Grabuloff, 6 points. It's 22-21. Kennerdale with a one-point lead. We've got 2:15 to play, second quarter. The Rams bring the ball down the floor. Charnetska, left wing to Eden, left corner to Miller. Miller with the ball. Back out front to Moremney, right wing to Eden. Eden goes right corner against Grabuloff, and a pushing foul's going to be called against Kennerdale. Grabuloff was covering Eden, and Eden put the elbow and pushed Grabuloff back, and the foul will go against Kennedale's Eden and the team's third.
And right there, John, Eden, only a freshman that time, thought he had the speed advantage on the much taller Grabuloff, and he tried to go to the hoop. Grabuloff, nice defense.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. 2 minutes to play in the second. It's Kennerdale 22, Middletown 21, back on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Frankie Matinchik and Daughter Funeral Home. It's Middletown's only family-owned and operated funeral home. Matinchik has forethought funeral planning, an insurance-based program for funeral planning before the need arises. It's planning that lets people relieve their loved ones of emotional and financial burden at a time of high stress. That's Frankie Matinchik and Daughter Funeral Home of Middletown.
Henderson, Tarps, and Middletown congratulate the Blue Raiders on winning the Mid-Penn Division II championship. Call Henderson, Tarps for quality canvas and vinyl products. They sell boat covers, pickup truck covers, pool covers, and truck awnings. They also have a repair department. Call 944-5865 or stop by their shop at the rear of 8 Ann Street. That's Henderson, Tarps of Middletown.
Park Arena, John Wilson, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy. It's 22-21, Kennerdale with a one-point lead. Raiders with the basketball. Down the floor comes Dave Grabuloff. He'll pass it out front to Terry Martin. Martin dribbles over to the left wing. Man-to-man defense by Kennerdale. Brett Myers at the foul line. Pump fake goes inside. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Grabuloff. Pump fake up and in. Dave Grabuloff now with 8 points. And the Raiders retake the lead. It's 23-22, Middletown. Kennerdale brings the ball down the floor. Charnetska goes to the right wing, getting it to Garvine. Garvine to the right corner, under pressure from Barnoski. Has nowhere to go, holding. Now right corner to Eaton. Eaton working against Brett Myers, dribbles out to the right wing, gets a pick. Now bounce pass out front. Charnetska goes left of the lane. Going to be called for walking. net, didn't know he wanted to take a little stutter step or a hop, skip, and a jump, and he took all three.
Yeah, that time Chernesko got a little bit out of control there, and Kennerdale, they're trying to rotate the ball, and Middletown, with this man-to-man defense, has stepped up the tempo, and they're forcing more turnovers from Kennerdale. That's the eighth turnover of the first half for Kennerdale.
A minute five to play, first half. Raiders lead by one. Right corner, Terry Martin with the ball. Dishes out front. Parker running 15-footer, no good up the side of the rim, but a foul called away from the play against Kennerdale. It's going to go, I believe, against Adam Miller, trying to get position and pushing Brent Myers. Yep, Adam Miller gets the foul. That's his first. And the team's fourth. So the Raiders to inbound underneath their own bucket. 57 seconds left. First half, Middletown 23-22 over Kennerdale. Out front, Barnowski throws it away, and stepping out of line on the steal was Jason Garvine of Kennerdale, and it'll be Middletown's ball near side front court.
And Middletown using that pick play that they like to run, the down screen inside where the guard comes out and takes the ball. They telegraph which way they were going that time.
Grabulov goes inside, his shot no good, gets the rebound, but we're going to get an over-the-back foul against Brent Myers. Myers went up for the tip, and that'll be the third foul of the game for Brent Myers, and in checks Kevin Welsh. 47 seconds to play in the first half. It's Middletown 23, Kennerdale 22.
If there is a knock against Brett Myers, John, it is that he is foul prone. He has that tendency, and right now he's the only player really in foul trouble right now for either team. He's got three.
Charnetska, top of the key, stolen away by Welsh, but they're going to call a foul against Kevin Welsh, reaching in on Peremny, and that will be the second foul for Welsh, and that'll put Kennerdale in the bonus. 36 seconds to play, second quarter, Middletown 23, Kennerdale 22. Kennerdale held a 6-point lead, 1 point of this game. 1-1 shot at the line for Peremny is good. And Scott Peremny ties it up for Kennerdale at 23. Second shot at the line for Peremny. It is up and in. Kennerdale retakes the lead, 24-23. Raiders with the ball in the backcourt. Grabulov will give it off to Barnowski. Back to Grabulov. Grabulov across the timeline for Middletown. Out front to Barnowski. Barnowski under a little pressure now. Left wing to Parker. Parker out at center circle. Getting it to Terry Martin. 20 seconds left in the first half. Martin, left wing to Grabulov. Grabulov holding, will now dribble. Grabulov out front, looks at the clock, now 10 seconds. Grabulov goes left of the lane, pulls up 10-footer, in, out, and in! Dave Grabulov, he was. A foul will be called against Middletown. The shot is good for Grabulov, that's his 10th, but a foul will be called against Kevin Welsh, looking for rebounding position. That is Welsh's third foul of the first half. And now Wallace will check back in for Kevin Welsh.
That's just not a good foul that time for Kevin Welsh. He's going hard in there. You got to give him a lot of credit for that. But when you've got two fouls, you know you've got two fouls in there. You've got to let up a little bit, especially with so little time left in the first half.
Raiders lead 25-24, 6 seconds left, first half. 1-1 shot the other way for Kennerdale's Eaton is up and no good. Rebound by Grabulov. He'll quickly pass it down. Terry Martin running three-pointer, no good. And that'll do it. We have reached halftime here at the Hershey Park Arena. Our score, Middletown 25, Kennerdale 24. The halftime show coming up on the Blue Raiders Sports Network. Brian, no doubt about it, Middletown missed a lot of inside shots in the first half, and they've got to sink a lot of those here in the second half. They are the first ones out of the locker room and getting a lot of shooting time in out there.
Very true, John. And also, another key for Middletown, Omar Parker was cold in the first half. Matt Barnowski seemed to be cold in the first half. The guys with the hot hands seem to be Terry Martin and Dave Grabulov, the go-to guys. Somebody else for Middletown's going to have to step up, and Middletown's going to pull away. Middletown has been a second-half team so far in this entire district tournament. If Middletown's going to do something, somebody besides Martin and Grabulov has to step up for the Blue Raiders.
Raiders start the second half with Barnowski, Wallace, Parker, Martin, and Grabuloff. Barnoski inbounds it down left corner. Terry Martin. Martin dishes back out front to Barnoski. The Raiders set it up against the man-to-man defense. They're going left to right at 91.1 on your FM dial. Right wing is Omar Parker. He'll hold. He'll pass it to Grabuloff. Top right side of the foul line. Now back out front to Barnoski. Barnoski, top of the key to Grabuloff. Grabuloff holding. Now gives it off out front to Terry Martin, who will run the show. Terry Martin out near center circle, moves towards the right wing, now passes at the foul line to Grabuloff, he'll dish it off left wing, Barnoski, three-pointer, no good, rebound Grabuloff, off the glass, no good, he'll follow it up again, pump fake up, and no good for the foul. Oh, Dave is having a problem buying a bucket off the glass in this game.
See right now, John, Grabuloff inside is expecting hands in his face and getting contact because the referees inside have been a little bit lenient in this game. They're letting the players play for the most part. And right there, Grabuloff expecting the contact twice, and the second time he did get it.
First shot at the line by Dave Grabuloff is good. He'll get a second attempt. 26-24 Middletown leads. Second shot by Grabuloff is no good. Rebound inside by Kennerdale. The Rams bring it the other way. Sharnetsky, long pass down, stolen away by Terry Martin of Middletown. Martin got tripped up in the backcourt, and the foul will be called against Kennerdale's Ben Grayville. That is his second, and the team second here in the second half.
That's going to be Grayville's third personal foul right now in this ball game. And that time, that was a senseless foul by Grayville. He just stuck his arms out and just playing outright trip Martin as he went by.
Grabuloff, left wing. Martin back to Grabuloff. He'll lay it up in there. Dave Grabuloff puts it in. The Raiders have taken a 28-24 lead. Kennerdale brings the ball down the floor. Sharnetska across the timeline. Middletown, a man-to-man. Bounce pass. Miller goes inside. His shot knocked away by Wallace, but Wallace will pick up the personal foul.
And Wallace that time, aggressive play, going for the block, and he thought he had it. It looked like it at first, but that time Miller with the foul. He's going to go to the line.
Of course, Middletown's going to rely on Wallace in the second half of this game because Myers and Welsh each have three fouls. Shot at the line by Miller is no good.
And that's why Charles Wallace is so important right now for Middletown, because of the foul trouble of the other two big men. Wallace is going to get a lot of minutes here in the second half.
Second shot no good by Miller. And the Raiders with the rebound. In the backcourt, Grabuloff gives it off to Terry Martin. Middletown leads 28-24. Terry Martin brings the ball down, left to right across the timeline. Kennerdale on a man-to-man. Left wing pass thrown away by Sharnetska. Here comes the two-on-one Sharnetska. Right wing inside for Emney. Shot bouncing good. Scott for Emney, 6 points on the game. It's 28-26. Middletown leads back down the two. Grabuloff brings the ball down across the timeline for Middletown. Bounce pass left corner to Martin. Back out front, Grabuloff. Right wing to Parker. Parker inside to Martin. 10-footer, no good. Rebound inside by Sharnetska. He'll bring it back the other way for the Rams. Sharnetska in the backcourt. Triple team now throws it away. Omar Parker goes inside to Wallace. He'll put it up. Nope. He's going to be called for traveling. Charles Wallace had a hard time getting a hand on that ball and took a couple stutter steps, and Kennerdale will get it back.
And the problem right there for Middletown was the fact that in their fast break there, three players were all in the same location. You have to spread out on the fast break. That time Parker tried to take it down the middle, and both players were there, and Wallace couldn't get the handle.
Grayville with the ball. Bounce pass out front, Sharnetska. Sharnetska for Kennerdale, left to the foul line, 15-footer, no good. Rebound by Wallace, the foul against Adam Miller of Kennerdale. He jumped over the side of Wallace, and that is number three on Adam Miller, the main man for Kennerdale, coming into this game, averaging 22 points per game, and that's his third and the team's third.
And again, that's Charles Wallace getting nice position inside, drawing the foul on the rebound.
Grabuloff with the ball for Middletown. Across the timeline, bounce pass, right corner to Parker. Foul line to Grabuloff with the 15-footer bouncing. Good! Dave Grabuloff, and he fell down after the shot, but gets up. Seems to be okay. He's kind of limping a little bit down the floor. Middletown leads 30-26. Out front, Sharnetska. Over on the right wing for Emney to Garvine. Right wing, Irvine, working against Barnowski. Irvine, out front, Sharnetska. Sharnetska, right wing for Emney. Right corner to Miller. Pump fake, Miller dribbling. Trapped in the right corner now. Back out front to Peremny. Top of the key to Sharnetska, right wing. Adam Miller working against Parker. Inside shot swatted away by Wallace, but it knocked out of bounds off Middletown. And Wallace swatting away, I believe, for Emney or Grayville. And a good defensive play there. Now Dave Graviloff will go to the bench. He is limping for Middletown.
He's limping real
Myers.
He's limping very badly, and Coach Bob Heiser has absolutely no choice but to go to Brett Myers. And really, this is huge because Middletown has two players, two of their big men, already in foul trouble.
Raiders lead 30-26. Graviloff being 10-2 on the bench. Inbound for Kennedale, left corner, Eaton on the left wing for the Rams. Out front to Garvine. Over on the far side for Remy. Remy, right wing, Sharnetska. Right corner to Eaton. Eaton, bounce pass, back up front, Sharnetska. Sharnetska working against Parker. Right wing, dribbling, now up front for Remy. Left wing to Eaton. Eaton working against Barnowski. Dribbles out to the foul line, goes inside, lays it up, no good, but a foul's going to be called against Matt Barnowski of Middletown. And that will be the second foul for Barnowski. Now Graviloff checks back in for the Raiders. Out goes Brett Myers.
The play that Graviloff, it seemed like he twisted his ankle on the shot at the other end. The last time Middletown had the ball on offense, he went up at the foul line and came down a little bit awkward. And you either sprain your ankle or twist in that situation. It looks like a twist because he seems to be walking on it a lot better. It hurts at first, but once you walk it off, you can walk off a twist. A sprain's a different story, though.
First shot at the line for Kennedale is good. And he'll get a second attempt. Middletown leads 30-27. Second shot for Kennedale's Eaton. It is up and good. Raider lead back to two. It's 30-28 with 4:30 to play, third quarter. Dave Graviloff brings the ball down the floor for Middletown across the timeline. He'll set it up out front, dribbling over to the left wing. Now left corner pass, Terry Martin pulls up, 15-footer bouncing, no good. Rebound Wallace, his 5-footer off the glass, no good. Graviloff with the rebound and over the back foul. Oh, they're going to call a travel on Dave Graviloff, whereas it was Ben Grayville who reached over top and swatted him down.
Yeah, John, the referees for the most part have been allowing the contact on the inside, and they are being consistent with that, but right there it did look like a foul, but the travel was called, but Charles Wallace, again, doing a nice job offensively.
Kennedale throws the ball away on the front court, and I got to disagree with you. I don't think they're allowing anything on the inside, especially with the first half indicative of offensive and rebounded fouls against Welsh and also Myers and Graviloff.
Rebounding's a different story, though, John. But on the shots, they have been allowing things.
Terry Martin with the basketball. Dribbles to the left wing, gives it off to Barnowski. Down low, Graviloff, triple team. Throws it in the lane, Wallace. Right wing, Parker. Three-pointer, bullseye! Omar Parker, his first points of the game, a three-pointer. The Raiders have taken a 33-28 lead. Kennedale with a basketball. Down the floor, Sharnetska. Right wing to Garvine. Back out front, Sharnetska. Sharnetska, top of the key, under pressure. In the lane, losing it. Grayville holding. Bounce pass out front, Sharnetska. Sharnetska working against Omar Parker. Passing over on the right wing to Eaton. Out front to Garvine. Garvine, top of the key for Kennedale. Looking at man-to-man. Now Kearns over on the right wing. Kearns holding. Top of the key to Eaton. Eaton going against Martin now. Eaton goes to the foul line. Loses it. Now out to Sharnetska. Left corner, Eaton. 15-footer good. Aaron Eaton with 8 points. Middletown 33. Kennedale 32. 58 to play in the third quarter. Terry Martin brings the ball down the floor for Middletown on the left wing. He'll give it to Barnowski out front to Graviloff. Graviloff top of the key for the Raiders. Now pulls up a three-pointer, bounces, no good. Wallace with a tip and that goes in. Charles Wallace with a nice tip in midair. 5 points for him. Raiders lead 35-30. Kennerdale quickly the other way. Sharnetska, right wing, top of the key. Eaton with a basketball and bumped by Terry Martin. A blocking foul against Martin. That's his first, and I believe the team's third or fourth here in the second half.
That's going to be the team's third foul right now. And Charles Wallace comes out of the game to a nice ovation, actually from both fans, because Charles Wallace has done a beautiful job so far for Middletown. Quality minutes for Bob Heiser's team off the bench.
35-30, Middletown leads here late in the third quarter, and Kennerdale has it knocked out of bounds. Pass attempted by Sharnetska, knocked away, I believe, by Parker. And Kennerdale went down underneath their own bucket. It'll be Sharnetska looking to get it in. He'll hold, he'll look, he'll hold. Now he'll throw way out front to Miller. Miller with the ball. Left wing working against Barnoski. Miller, spin move at the foul line, holding, and now a reaching and foul against Barnoski. Miller did a spin move near the foul line area. Gravioff comes over and says, just put your hands up. Don't reach in on them. They're going to call it. That'll be the third for Barnoski and the team's fourth.
And the fouls begin to pile up for each team, as now with three fouls for each team, Barnoski, Myers, and Welsh for Middletown, Miller and Grayville for Kennerdale.
Rams get it in way out front for Remney with the ball. Middletown leading by five on the right wing. With it is Sharnetska. Sharnetska right corner to Miller. Miller dribbles out to the right wing under pressure by Martin. Miller running 15-footer, no good. The rebound is tipped around. Inside, pulling it down is Brett Myers, and he gets fouled from behind by Adam Miller. Oh, look out. That's number four on the main man by Kennerdale.
And as a coach, you got to remember, Miller is only a junior. And sometimes the seniors, you notice more often, will not make that mistake. When you have those three fouls, and it's so important, you're the go-to guy of your team, you've got to avoid the little ticky-tack fouls, and really a senseless foul that time for Miller. He reached in. It was not necessary. The rebound was already Myers.
And now Middletown calls timeout with Miller on the bench. Bob Heiser is going to fill his players in and hopefully make a big run here late in the third. We'll take a break. 1:55 to play, third quarter, Middletown. 35, Kennerdale 30 back on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Frankie Matinchik and Daughter Funeral Home. It's Middletown's only family-owned and operated funeral home. Matinchik has forethought funeral planning, an insurance-based program for funeral planning before the need arises. It's planning that lets people relieve their loved ones of emotional and financial burden at a time of high stress. That's Frankie Matinchik and Daughter Funeral Home of Middletown.
Welcome back, Hershey Park Arena, John Wills, Matt Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, Ryan Devron, engineer Tim Starlepper. Our studio producer, Ryan Greenfield. 1:55 to play in the third. Middletown leads 35-30. Kennerdale now without their big man, Adam Miller, on the bench with four fouls late here in the third quarter.
And right now, John, the big problem for Kennerdale has been rebounds. Middletown 21-9 advantage in rebounds, 7-1 in the second half, and you got to look for it to get even worse with Miller, the tallest player on this Kennerdale team, out of the ballgame.
Oh, that's going to put a lot of pressure now on Scott Foremne of Kennerdale. He's the next biggest guy out there to keep the pressure on inside. Raiders with the ball. Terry Martin out front, slowing it out, gives it off to Dave Grabuloff. Grabuloff will work towards the top of the key for the Raiders. They should be putting him on the inside right now. My goodness. Okay, now he'll move there. Brett Myers with the ball on the right wing. He'll hold. He'll look. Can't find anybody. Now pass at the foul line to Grabuloff, back out front to Parker. Parker goes left wing, inside Grabuloff, he threw it away too hard, and Kennerdale comes up with it, and it's knocked out of bounds, but a foul called against Dave Grabuloff. And Dave Grabuloff will pick up number one on the night as he is reaching in on Garvine going for the ball.
John, I'm really surprised about the offensive call from Middletown. Coach Bob Heiser called the timeout, and it looked like Middletown was a little bit lost out there on offense for the most part.
Remney with the ball in the right corner. He'll hold, he'll look, he'll pass it out front to Kearns. Kearns on the right wing, now right corner for Remney, running 5-footer back out. Kearns, 15-footer, partially stumped by Grabuloff. Barnoski pulls it down, and back the other way comes Terry Martin for the Raiders. We've got a minute to play in the third. Middletown 35, Kennerdale 30. Martin with the ball, goes left of the lane, running 15-footer short. Rebound goes back out to Martin, right baseline, 10-footer, no good. Rebound goes off the hands of Brett Myers, out of bounds, and the lead Kennerdale ball.
John, Middletown, really, with Adam Miller on the bench, they've got to go more inside. They've got a huge height advantage right now, and Martin didn't even try to work the clock at all. work for the patient shot.
Sharnetska, top of the key for Kennerdale. He slipped, but no call. Left wing is Eaton. Left baseline, Peremny, 10-footer good. Scott Peremny with eight. It's 35-32. Middletown, a three-point lead, 28 seconds to play here in the third. Dave Grabuloff brings the ball down the floor. You're right, this offense has looked very erratic the last 2 minutes of this quarter. Grabuloff on the right wing for the Raiders, now playing for the last shot in the third quarter. Left wing is Barnoski. Barnoski will hold. Right wing to Dave Grabuloff. Grabuloff has some space, pulls up, 15-footer, too strong. Rebound by Kennerdale. Sharnetska in the backcourt, and a foul from behind against Omar Parker. So Omar Parker will pick up his first foul of the game, and that'll be the sixth against Middletown here in the second half.
And you see a difference, though. Won the rebound that time. Brent Myers went up for the rebound, but conservatively. He knows he's got those three fouls. He knows he's going to be a big part in the fourth quarter. He has to stay out of foul trouble, and that time he didn't draw the foul.
One second on the inbound. Long shot goes off the back of the rim by Sharnetska. That'll do it. End of three. Our score, Middletown 35, Kennerdale 32. Back in the final quarter on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Tarps of Middletown congratulate the Blue Raiders on winning the Mid-Penn Division II championship. Call Henderson Tarps for quality canvas and vinyl products. They sell boat covers, pickup truck covers, pool covers, and truck awnings. They also have a repair department. Call 944-5865 or stop by their shop at the rear of 8 Ann Street. That's Henderson Tarps of Middletown.
Smitty's Restaurant of downtown Middletown has that hometown family dining atmosphere. Smitty's has homemade cooking, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have a full open menu ranging from steaks to seafood, pasta to dessert. They even have daily specials. Sports fans, before you head to the game, stop in for dinner at Smitty's Restaurant at the corner of South Union and Ann Street in Middletown.
Welcome back, Hershey Park Arena. John Wilsbach with you, along with Brian Kaiser, Steve Levy. At the end of three, it's 35-32, Middletown with the lead. We start the fourth, and the Raiders go with Barnoski, Parker, Martin, Grabuloff, and Myers. Still out for Kennerdale is Adam Miller, their big man, who has four fouls. With the ball, Sharnetska for Kennerdale. Right baseline, pump fake over the shot. No good, but he was fouled by Omar Parker. Parker didn't like it, is jumping up and down. Didn't say anything to the referee, but the foul will go against Parker, his second. And now Kennerdale is in the bonus. Boyer now checks into the game for Middletown. Out will go Omar Parker.
Yeah, Parker's got that little streak in him. He gets very emotional out there on the floor. And right there, Bob Heiser, a good move by seeing Parker frustrated over that call, quickly getting Boyer in so he can calm him down over there on the bench. The referees have taken more control of this ball game here in the second half. They let the players play a little more in the first half, but in the second half, the fouls have been called.
First shot on the line by Sharnetska is good. He'll get another one. Second shot by Craig Sharnetska bounces good. And it's now Middletown 35, Kennerdale 34. A one-point lead for the Raiders early here, fourth quarter, boys AAA basketball championship. Grabuloff for Middletown across the timeline. Left wing, Terry Martin. Martin holding, looking to set it up. Left of the lane, Grabuloff. He'll dish it off right wing, Barnoski. A three-pointer up too strong. Rebound by Kennerdale. Knocked out of bounds by Brent Myers. And it'll be Kennerdale's ball. On the backcourt, near shot. Yeah, Middletown now went on that little run there midway through the third, and then Adam Miller left the game for Kennerdale, and then the offense just went stagnant. Right now with the ball at Sharnetska, out front for Emney. Left wing, Garvine. Garvine left baseline shot, no good, but a foul against Barnoski. And that'll be the fourth foul against Matt Barnoski of Middletown. And it'll be a shooting foul. That'll put Jason Garvine at the line shooting two and able to put Kennerdale possibly back in front.
And Coach Bob Heiser of Middletown just has this dumbfounded look on the bench right now. He can't believe that every time down the floor it seems like a foul is being called against the Blue Raiders.
I'm kind of a little shocked that he has Charles Wallace sitting on the bench. By the way, the first shot in the line is no good by Garvine, but he'll get a second at Temple. Wallace has made some great contributions in this game. Second shot is good by Jason Garvine. We're now tied up at 35, but Wallace is on the bench, and I'm kind of a little shocked that he's sitting there.
And Kevin Wells comes in right now for Brett Myers, and I'm in agreement with you, John. Out of his three power forward players, Wells, Myers, and Wallace, it's been Wallace who's been the big contributor so far in this ballgame.
Omar Parker loses the ball. Back the other way comes Sharnetska for Kennerdale. Sharnetska with a ball out the right wing. Garvine, top of the key. Eaton, three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Dave Brabulot. We're tied at 35 with 6:50 to play in the game. Boys Triple A Basketball Championship. Martin with the ball. We'll bring it across the timeline, working against Garvine. Martin with it, out front. Now gets it over on the left wing to Grabulov. Left wing to Terry Martin. Martin with the ball, looks to go inside. Right corner to Foyer. Foyer holds, right of the lane, back door. Welsh off the glass and good! And a foul's going to be called against Kennedy. Kevin Welsh snuck in back doors. Grabulov through the defenders. And Welsh gets his first two of the game.
And John right there, credit that entire play pretty much to Dave Grabulov. Grabulov has seen this opportunity. He is going to take charge out there. Middletown looking very ragged right now on offense. Grabulov pointed to Welsh. He said, you get up here at the top of the foul line and you wait for me to make my cut back door. And that's what Welsh did, set up the three-point play.
Kevin Welsh does make it a three-point play with a foul shot. Raiders back in front, 38-35. We've got 6:25 to play in the game. Sharnetska brings it down for the Rams. Left wing Garvine. Middletown, a man-to-man defense. Out front for Emney. Sharnetska, right wing, dribbling against Foyer. Sharnetska, out front Garvine. Garvine holding, looking. Right wing to Sharnetska. Two-point jumper, no good. Rebound, Dave Grabulov. Grabulov will hold in the backcourt. Now he'll bring it down himself. Dave Grabulov will be met at midcourt by Foremne. Grabulov crossing the timeline with a basketball. Top of the key, works to the left wing. Left corner to Omar Parker. Left of the lane, Grabulov. And a pushing foul will be called against Scott Foremne of Kennerdale. And I believe that is his first and the team's fifth. Or rather, 5:47 to play in the game. Middletown leading by three.
And it's obvious what Middletown's doing right now. Grabulov down screening and then setting up, posting up right away.
Inbounds pass to Grabulov. He'll put it up and in. Dave Grabulov off the inbound inside, and the Raiders now lead 40-35. By the way, that is the 16th foul on Kennerdale. Next one's the bonus for Middletown. Kennerdale with the ball. They trail by five. Top of the key, Garvine. Right wing, Sharnetska. Right of the lane to Graybill. Back out front, Sharnetska. He'll drive and he'll throw it away. Yep, they're going to say, yep, it's off his leg. Sharnetska wanted to pass it, and he didn't know what to do with it. Lost it on his leg, and Kennedale calls timeout. The Raider crowd is on their feet. 5:22 to play in the fourth. It's Middletown 40, Kennedale 35, back on the Blue Raider Sports Network. John Wills, Mark Bryant, Kaiser Middletown has jumped back up by 5 points in this game. It's 40-35.
And right now, John, it's obvious what's going on the floor, at least for Middletown. Dave Grabulov has decided to take charge of this ballgame. He's the guy in there with 3 years of varsity experience in there. He's been in this situation before, and Grabulov has taken it upon himself. It's my time. I'm going to take control of this team. I'm going to slow things down and work the offense.
Full court pressure by Kennerdale. Parker gets the ball inbounded to Dave Grabulov. He'll bring it down the far side. By the way, Kennerdale's Adam Miller back in the game. He's been held scoreless in the second half, and he has four fouls. Grabulov with the ball. Top of the key for Middletown. Bounce pass. Right corner, Terry Martin. Martin will take the jumper. It's no good. Rebound by Adam Miller, and Kennerdale brings it back the other way. Miller across the timeline. Goes over right wing, Sharnetska. Sharnetska holding, top of the key to Eaton. He'll take a three-pointer. Good! Aaron Eaton Yale back to within two. Middletown brings the ball down the floor. They lead it 40-38 with 4:45 to play in the game. Martin, top of the key to Boyer. Now top of the key, Parker, a three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Grabuloff, one bounce, five-footer bouncing, good. Dave Grabuloff. Grabuloff now with 19 points in the game. Middletown 42, Kennerdale 38. The Rams with the basketball. Sharnetska across the timeline. Top of the key, passing on the left wing to Miller. Miller underneath, wide open, one bounce up with a shot, and in is Ben Graybill. Graybill all alone down low. It's now 42-40, a two-point lead for Middletown. Terry Martin brings the ball back the other way, quickly down, pulls up, foul line shot, good! Terry Martin, 12 points. It's Middletown 44, Kennerdale 40. Now they're going to both start opening it up here at the Hershey Park Arena. Sharnetska brings it down across the timeline for Kennerdale. Middletown leads by four. In the right corner is Eaton. Right baseline to Miller. Back out Eaton. Three-pointer right wing. No good. Rebound inside by Dave Grabuloff. And Grabuloff holds on and gives it off in the backcourt to Terry Martin. Martin will bring the ball down the floor for the Raiders. They lead by four with 3:40 to play in the game. Terry Martin across the timeline. Left wing to Grabuloff. Grabuloff. Left wing Parker. Back out front to Terry Martin. He'll slow it down and set up the offense. Terry Martin for Middletown dribbles over to the left wing. Bounce pass Omar Parker. Parker holding top of the key to Boyer. Boyer right wing to Terry Martin. Martin holding, looking right baseline. Grabuloff under pressure, loses, recovers. Left corner Boyer, 15-footer, swoosh! Boyer with two for Middletown, and they now open it up 46-40. We've got 3:05 to play in the game. Sharnetska brings it down the floor for Kennerdale. Sharnetska, right corner to Eaton. Eaton, right wing, Sharnetska. Top of the key to Miller. Miller with a basketball. Top of the key, working. Goes left of the lane. Recovers it. Back over, right wing, Sharnetska. Into the lane. His shot is up and in. Running 10-footer by Sharnetska. Middletown 46, Kennerdale 42. 2:40 to play in the game. Down the floor comes Middletown's Terry Martin. Across the timeline to the left wing. Terry Martin with a basketball, holding on. Now top of the key to Boyer. Right wing to Grabuloff. Right corner to Parker. Parker with a ball, dribbles out. Right wing, foul line. Now top of the key to Martin. Martin brings it all the way out at center circle, slowing it down. Left wing to Grabuloff. Grabuloff holding on. Now the foul line to Welsh. Welsh under pressure, out front to Boyer. On the right wing to Martin. Now he'll bring it out front. 2:05 to play here in the game. Raiders lead 46-42. Terry Martin at center circle for Middletown. Will now go down left of the lane. 10-footer, no good. Rebound by Kennerdale. And Sharnetska brings it back the other way for the Rams. Sharnetska across the timeline. Goes to the foul line. 15-footer bounces. No good. The tip, no good. Rebound by Boyer. Here come the Raiders again. Boyer, front court pass. Parker, he'll slow it down. Raiders lead by four with a minute 40 to play in the game. Out front is Terry Martin. Now we get a timeout for Middletown. We're going to keep it right here. 1:36 to play in this basketball contest. Middletown 46, Kennerdale 42. By the way, Middletown fans, we're not trying to put the cart in front of the horse, but if Middletown wins this basketball game, you will hear an extended post-game show tonight here on the Blue Raider Sports Network. We will be live on the bus all the way back to Middletown, and we will broadcast live at Middletown High School, and we hope that all Middletowners go out to Middletown High School and meet the team there. But again, we're putting the cart before the horse, but we'd at least like to start making some preliminary announcements to our listeners if indeed that would happen. But we will be on the air for an extended period of time after this game.
John, I want to know where you got that phrase, cart in front of the horse. Did you buy that somewhere, like in a dictionary, something like that? I mean, that one's new to me.
Okay.
We may be jumping the gun a bit, but, you know, putting carts in front of horses, I don't know.
Talk basketball, don't talk about horses.
Okay, we'll talk basketball. Middletown, Bob Heiser, nice call of the timeout right there, because Middletown wants to slow things down. They've got a four-point lead, a minute and a half left. And they know that Kennerdale's going to have to start fouling soon if they don't get a steal right away.
All right, Barnoski checks back into the game for Boyer. Barnoski, of course, for his foul line shooting. With the ball is Grabuloff out front for Middletown. Grabuloff working against the man-to-man. Now gives it off to Terry Martin. Kennerdale stepping up the man-to-man defense. Terry Martin with it. Dribbling out front for the Raiders. Lost it off his heel, and then he recovers out front. Martin, left wing to Marnowski. Now over in the left corner to Gravulov. He's more on the left wing. Gravulov goes left corner. Now holds, looking, can't find left baseline. Parker, five-footer, bullseye! Omar Parker puts it in. It's the Raiders 48, Kennerdale 42. 1:05 to play in the game. Kennerdale with the basketball. Tom and the key, Sharnetska, right wing to Eaton. Eaton, bounce pass, left wing for Emney. Left wing, Sharnetska. Sharnetska holding, Middletown man-to-man. Sharnetska, left baseline, knocked from behind by Barnowski. It knocked out of bounds, and they're going to call foul on Barnowski, and that's number five. And Matt Barnowski will leave the basketball game.
And Middletown in the penalty, and that's something, first of all, it stops the clock for Middletown, and also Bob Heiser loses probably his best shooting guard position. That means he's going to bring in Chris Boyer back into the ballgame for Middletown. Boyer's made some nice minutes in this ballgame right now so far.
Well, Barnowski has certainly struggled tonight. He only has 2 points, and they came in the first half of play. And now Boyer will check back into the game for Middletown. Only about a 5'7", 5'8 guard for Middletown, but has certainly got some good playing time this season for the Raiders. All right, we've got 51 seconds to play in the game. Middletown 48, Kennerdale 42. The boys, AAA District 3 Basketball Championship. John Wilsmott, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, along with Ryan Devron and Tim Starlever from the Hershey Park Arena. We've got 1-1 shot at the line for Kennerdale. Sharnetska. It is up and no good. Rebound inside by Dave Gravulov. And back the other way come the Raiders. Down the far side, Omar Parker, trapped. Now gets it down to Welsh. Tries passing inside, knocked to the backcourt by Kennerdale. Here comes Terry Martin. Martin now slows it up on the front court. Bounce pass far side to Parker. Left wing to Gravulov. Left corner to Boyer. Inside, Parker lays it up and in! Omar Parker, and it's now 50-42. Back the other way. Kennerdale with the ball. Foremny shot, no good. But a foul's going to be called against Dave Gravulov. 23 seconds to play in the game. It's Middletown 40, Kennerdale 42. The Raiders looking to wrap up their first District 3 basketball championship under head coach Bob Heiser.
And right there, Middletown working to perfection on the four corners. That time, not only were they looking to stall things, but they also looked to score. Omar Parker cutting to the basket could have put the final nails in the coffin.
Oh, this crowd is partying at the Park Arena. We've got a timeout on the floor. We're going to keep it right here. Middletown 50 and Kennerdale 42. The Raiders call timeout to put some pressure on Scott Foremny at the foul line again, folks. I want to see every daggone Middletown Blue Raider fan, every Middletown resident, and their dog, too, out at the Middletown High School to welcome back the Middletown Blue Raiders when they win this District 3 championship tonight. If I don't see at least 1,000 people out there at Middletown High School, I'm going to be daggone mad.
Strong comments from John Wolf. You know, he's one guy you don't want mad at him. You don't want John Wilsmott mad at you,
folks. Don't forget, we've got an extended post-game show coming up here on the Blue Raider Sports Network. We will be down courtside, and we will also be on the team bus as it goes back to Middletown at Middletown High School. We will also be broadcasting live there as well.
Of course.
So let's see all the Middletown fans out of Middletown High School. But this game is yet to end. We've got 23 seconds left in an 8-point lead.
I was wondering where you get that in there, John. One thing you got to look for right now from Kennerdale, true, they do not have a great advantage at all whatsoever rebounding-wise. The big problem for Kennerdale is they don't have that size advantage. So it's tough if you're going to make the first one and miss the second one intentionally and try to get the offensive rebound.
All right, first shot at the line by Foremny is good, and he will get a second attempt. Kennerdale knows how to battle back, and they will try here. Foremny with another shot. It is up and in. Middletown 50, Kennerdale 44. 23 seconds left to play in the game. Parker, a long throw down the floor. Terry Martin grabs on front court, and we're going to get a travel call against Terry Martin. Martin stepped on the heel of Aaron Eaton and therefore stumbled a little bit. And instead of calling any body contact foul or anything, they called a travel against Martin. Now Kennerdale will get the ball back with 22 seconds left to play in the fourth.
Nice move by Bob Heiser, bringing in Chris Boyd to put more pressure on the ball coming up the court, taking Brett Myers out, knowing that Kennerdale has to start going for threes.
All right, Kennerdale to inbound in the backcourt. They trail Middletown by 6 points. With the ball, Garvine gets it into the backcourt. Eaton will bring it down the floor. Eaton goes into the lane, lays it up, no good. The rebound by Miller, his shot no good, but he'll follow it up and in, and Kennerdale now calls a timeout. The shot by Adam Miller is good, his eighth of the game. We've got 11 seconds to play. It's Middletown 50 and Kennerdale 46. And of course, it's not over until it's over, and Kennerdale's Bob Rudisill is trying to play the numbers here. You know, you've got 11 seconds left, obviously. Main thing, foul Middletown immediately on the inbound. The Raiders now are going to rely on that foul shooting down the stretch.
And the question is for Middletown, who do you put in the game? And the important thing is you want to have some guards out there to take control of the ball, but also you have to have some big guys in case the guards are covered. You have to have that outlet like a Grabuloff or a Myers, so there's a big target in there in case they can't get the ball to a guard right away.
11 seconds to play in the game. It's Middletown 50, Kennerdale 46. Boys District 3 AAA Basketball Championship, and what a doozy we have seen here tonight at the Hershey Park Arena. The Raiders lead by four. They will inbound at the far end of the floor. Kennerdale will match up man-to-man, full court, and look to immediately foul the Raiders.
The last time Middletown turned it over.
Inbounds pass comes into Terry Martin, and he's fouled from behind. Raider fans are screaming and yelling. They want an intentional foul, but they'll walk it back the other way for a 1-1. Both teams are in the bonus, and Terry Martin will shoot 1-1 at the line with 10 seconds to play in the game, and the Raider lead by four.
And that's something you see a lot, John. In a situation like this with the game close, most referees will not, no matter how obvious the foul is, they will not call that intentional foul. They want to see this game done on the court. Terry Martin's got a chance here for Middletown.
Shot by Martin is up and in! And the Raider lead is back to 5. Terry Martin is 13th point of the game. Can put a little more distance and a little more icing on this sweet cake for the Raiders. Now Wallace is soon to check in for Middletown. Second shot is up and good for Terry Martin. And it's now 52-46 Raiders. Charles Wallace will check in to give the Raiders some more height towards the backcourt. Bob Heiser is going to move them back in a half-court defense, keep a little pressure on Kennerdale. 9 seconds left. Down the floor. Kennerdale throws the ball away. They throw it out of bounds as Cernetska looks to get it to Brumney in the right corner, and the Raiders will inbound in the backcourt in 6 seconds to play. Inbounds pass to Grabuloff. Grabuloff holding in the backcourt is fouled immediately by Jason Garvine of Kennerdale. 4 seconds left in the game, and the Raiders lead by 6 points, and the Raiders are chanting, it's all over.
I think it's pretty safe to say that because, you know, with 4 seconds left and a six-point lead, you really need, I think the biggest miracle you can hope for right now is that the clock operator hits the wrong button on the clock and gives you more time.
1-1 shot by Dave Grabuloff is good. And he'll get another one at the line. Raiders lead 53-46.
And right now the defensive formation being formed in front of the bleacher creatures of Middletown by the police.
Second shot for Grabuloff, no good. Kennerdale down the floor, 2 seconds, one. That'll do it. It's over. Middletown has won the District 3 Boys Basketball Championship in AAA. Final score, the Raiders 53, Kennerdale 46. Oh, put on your party hats, it's time to get down. All right, thank you very much, Brian Kaiser. I am now courtside with all of the Middletown Blue Raiders. Bob Heiser, congratulations.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it, man. It was a long time coming, but this is great. This is great.
Long time. It makes up for all those where you lost it, huh?
Our kids played super. That's a great ball club. Our kids really played well. You know, they did what we had to do. We were a little patient, I thought. But, you know, we came through. Got time, which is what was important. Thanks.
It's been a second-half team, and again, you went into halftime, made some adjustments, came out, and slowly opened it up and kept the pressure on.
Yeah, we did a good job, I think, getting the ball to our strength. Jerry and Dave. Dave made some great passes. Jerry made some great shots. I thought our defense was tremendous against the Miller kids. We just did a super job there. I'm real proud of our kids.
We'll be talking with you a little bit later on our extended postgame show. Congratulations,
John.
All right, Middletown coach Bob Heisman. All right, thank you very much, Brian Kaiser. Now here with Dave Braviot, the big man for the Blue Raiders. Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you. I think we really deserved it. We worked hard all year. Had some tough games at the end of the year. And I think we deserve it. Played better than any other team we played.
What about this Gunnerdale team? They were keying on you guys down low tonight. They're quick and tough inside, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They just didn't. They weren't big enough for us. They weren't tall enough for us. I mean, they were strong enough for us, but they just weren't tall enough for us.
Got a little scared out there. What happened when you twisted your ankle there for a moment?
When I went off for the jumper, it just twisted out. And I just twisted. I don't know if it hit somebody's foot or what. It just twisted.
You're only a junior. This has to be a great thrill for
you. Yeah, try to get back here next year. See what happens.
Hey, we'll talk to you more a little later.
Thank
you. All right, Dave Braviot for the Middletown Blue Raiders. Down here now, Charles Wallace came into this game, made some significant contributions. I'll tell you, you came in there and seemed like the big guys were all getting into some foul trouble. You all just took turns and made the accomplishments when you had to.
Yeah, I tried to do my best to help out on defense and fill my role in an offense.
Terry Martin, tell you, great second half of this team. You guys have been a second half team here through the playoffs.
Yeah, I thought it was my purpose to go in there, control the team, control the tempo. I thought we'd win the game if I did that.
Well, how's this one rank up there with victories? Obviously, the tops, huh?
It's the best. Best ever.
Well, you know, early in the season, I forget which regular season game it was. I think it may have been the LD game with this packed house. You're downstairs going through, and you had such a nervousness, too. You had the bug inside you. What was it like coming into this game? How nervous were you?
I was very confident. I wasn't nervous at all because I played here before, and I thought it'd be an advantage to me. So I felt good coming in.
Charles, big accomplishment, but you guys still have some more games you can win.
Yeah, we're going to try to do our best in the States next Friday. See if we can do this again.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. We'll be talking more a little bit later on. Omar Parker, and things a little shaky in the first half, but the second half responded when you had to.
Yeah, this is my first time ever playing here, and I had jitters a little bit. You see, it was hard for me to get going, but second half we came out, you know. We did what we had to do to win, and here we are, district champs.
Yeah, they're a tough team. They never let up on you guys, and they had every chance to win the game, too.
I give all respect to them. They're a very good team. I see why they were undefeated in their league. They don't never give up. They keep coming at you at all times. They're very good. Very good.
Were you getting a little worried in this game when all the big guys from Middletown started getting into some foul trouble? And, obviously, you can keep going with some more. But come over here, Boyer. Chris Boyer here, and also now with Omar Parker.
That's
and,
right, by the way,
now hold on. You can say hi to Mom in a minute, okay? All right, but Omar, foul trouble seemed to be getting in the way. Of course, Bornoski got in some foul trouble, but you guys all held together.
Yeah, we was worried about that in a little bit, but once my man got in foul trouble, Adam Miller, I mean, we just took it right to him. He's their big time shooter, so once he got out of the game, they really panicked a little bit.
All right, now, Chris Boyer, we'll talk to you. Hey, you didn't see too much action through the playoffs at different points, but you came in here. Bob Heiser needed a guard, needed somebody to handle the ball and run some things, and you said, how was your nervousness going?
Well, at first I was nervous, but when we was here the first time, I wanted to play real bad, so I just had to make a shot at Hershey Park, baby. I had to do something. Man.
You guys were taking two, especially there going down the stretch. You spread them out, and you took it inside, wide open like you had to.
Well, coming into the game, Coach, our main concern was stopping Miller. He's their big gun, of course, as Omar said. And I think Terry Martin, did a great job on him. I mean, he played the good guy tremendously well. We put him in foul trouble, and I think what turned out for us is we executed real well, and that's what helped us win the game.
Thanks for talking with us.
Okay.
Hi, Mom.
Right. I love you. Middletown, we're all the way, baby.
Yeah, you're going to be partying back there soon. All right, thanks, guys. Down here on the floor with Bob Rudisill, head coach at Kennerdale. And, Bob, disappointing loss for your team, but they have nothing to hang their heads about.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. We're disappointed, but, I'm as proud of them, and I think our fans are, as for losing as we would have been for winning. We just came up with the short end tonight.
Second half of this game, what was the difference?
Well, I think the whole game, their offensive rebounding, you know, that was our number one key coming in, getting on the defensive boards. And, you know, I know we worked hard, but we didn't have great success. They pounded us on the offensive boards. I haven't seen the scorebook yet, but I know 50 had to have a big game. And they, you know, one of the reporters said they had 14 offensive rebounds and scored 8 or 9 of them. I can certainly believe that.
That's the first loss of the season for your team, but now obviously you got to get them mentally back into it because they can certainly go all through states and do well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, that's something I was just saying. It'll be interesting. We haven't had a bounce back from a loss all year. And, you know, at this late point in the season when there's a lot of other things, like the warm weather coming and spring sports, you know, but our kids have been focused all year long. That's one thing they've been able to do all year is just focus and work hard. So I hope we can do that for another week of preparation. And next Friday, I'm sure we'll give it a heck of a shot again.
Bob, thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Bob Rudisill, head coach at Kennerdale.